Well, this hour, we are following demonstrations happening nationwide in connection with Joe Biden's upcoming inauguration. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Nicole Burley.
And I am Aaron Nolan. Governors in some states declared states of emergency and deployed the National Guard ahead of warnings about potential unrest, both at the U.S. Capitol and at state capitals across the country. In several states, armed protests are planned for tomorrow. Things were mostly peaceful today at the Louisiana state capitol in Baton Rouge. About three dozen people stood outside the building earlier today protesting the election results. State police joined mounted public safety officers to make sure the demonstrations remained peaceful. With those warnings about armed protesters, we're giving you a look at which states allow guns at public events and some that do not. States in purple, like Utah, Alaska, Kentucky, and Maine, allow protesters to have legal guns at demonstrations. The states in gold, Washington, Virginia, and Arkansas, have restrictions in place, like requiring a permit for the event. California, North Dakota, and other states in green do not allow firearms at public events. The increased security across the country is a result of last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol. News Nation has multiple reporters on Capitol Hill. We had them there as people stormed the Capitol. It was some of President Trump's supporters last week.
One of those reporters was News Nation's Tom Negevin, who joins us live from Washington, D.C., with a look at the progress on preps for President-elect Biden's inauguration. And Tom, a very different atmosphere compared to 10 days ago.
Oh, you can say that again, Nicole and Aaron. Very, very different. In fact, I'm standing along Pennsylvania Avenue, the White House, about a half-mile straight shot past the Humvee and military vehicles just behind me here, another checkpoint. What we're seeing is, to put it simply, the tightest security ever seen for an inauguration in the history of the United States of America. Just to put it bluntly, that's what you get when you combine what you described, the unrest we saw here in the nation's capital last week, with what is already designated as an NSSE, a National Special Security event, which an inauguration would be no matter what, an all-hands-on-deck event. And the concern that we have, based on what we saw last week, that there may be more to come. That's where we are tonight, and what we're seeing around the nation's capital is an incredible mobilization of national security officials and military members. 25,000 members of the National Guard will be in place by next Wednesday. Thousands of them already in place here, and what we see is really just the proverbial tip of the iceberg. The rest of it is beneath the surface, and that's the operation being undertaken by the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, taking the point on monitoring online chatter primarily and concern about domestic terror threats, which is their primary concern, their worry that people domestically may be emboldened by what happened on Capitol Hill last week and the chatter they're getting on background, they tell us, indicates that's where they need to be looking. So they're monitoring that very closely. And of course, as you've been reporting, there's already been one arrest here in Washington by Capitol Police. Around 6:30 local time last night, an individual who showed up at a checkpoint with what wasn't quite an authorized ID, although it was a valid ID. He had an unregistered handgun in the car, and he volunteered that information to the Capitol Police officer, who stopped him, found with 509 rounds of ammunition for that 9mm Glock. Charges resulting from that, as I know you've already been reported, but no specific threat related to that individual. Still, tensions very high here, security very much in place, and more of it arriving as we see something in the nation's capital on a scale we've never seen before, a pandemic already changing the scope and scale of the Joe Biden inaugural, and of course, recent events here in Washington changing them even further, ratcheting security up to a level, again, never seen in the history of this country. More National Guard troops arriving over the weekend here in Washington. Aaron and Nicole.
All right. Well, Tom, you really do have a unique perspective. We know you were on the ground during the Capitol riots. Clearly things have changed, but from your vantage point, what really is the most notable thing that's different between tonight and 10 days ago?
What we're seeing right now, I mean, we really didn't see a security presence at all 10 days ago, not one that was visible or notable, and that's the problem, right, Nicole? Officials here don't want to see that kind of a non-response again, that kind of embarrassment again. Obviously, there's an investigation underway into all that went wrong in maintaining security here in the nation's capital and around the seat of our democracy on Capitol Hill. No one wants to suffer such a slight to our government, to the, you know, the mainstay of our democracy. As I'm seeing more soldiers actually moving around here, I'm kind of keeping my head on a swivel and watching folks actually showing up here along Pennsylvania Avenue, so close to the White House, and people keeping such a close eye on the streets around Washington, D.C., so much of this area locked down and secure, yet you move outside this perimeter and life goes on as normal in Washington. They know what they're doing. This is what they do when we have an NSSE, a National Special Security event, and they do it well. But what we're seeing is so markedly different, Nicole. The best way to describe it would be almost like Washington, D.C. during a time of martial law.
Tom, before you go, I'm interested in the security checkpoints and following Brian Enten, who we spoke with last hour. He's saying that a lot of that area is shut down. You can't get down different roads. What is the process to get to where you are? Did you have to go through checkpoints, and are just regular people allowed to walk around in the area where you're at now?
Residents of this area, Aaron, yes. People who do business in this area, yes. Members of Congress who have special credentials to be in here, for us, this is the literal end of the road. We can't go past this point with the credentials that we have. We can drive right up to it. You can walk right up to it. And these gentlemen are very, very kind. And ladies who are members of the National Guard as well, keeping an eye on the area here. Very professional, very calm, very, very polite, and very determined to keep anyone who's not supposed to be passed past this point, absolutely out. There are no exceptions being made, I can tell you that.
All right, Tom, one last question before we let you go. There was so much uncertainty. There really is so much uncertainty ahead of Wednesday's inauguration. Do you feel safer compared to last week?
You know, it's an interesting question, Nicole, because we know so much more than we did a week ago, right? Our innocence has been lost to such a great degree after what we saw and what we went through. And as you pointed out, I was right there on Capitol Hill, and I saw some things that I'll never forget, some things that none of us, I don't think, will ever forget, some things we've never seen in the history of our country, and some things we never, ever want to repeat. And the folks around us here are doing their duty, right, to make sure that we never see them again, to make sure we never see a repeat, to make sure that the deterrent is in place. And that's what these folks truly are. I mean, these are the front line who are making their presence felt and known, a very, very visible deterrent behind the scenes. So many people watching the online chatter. Some of it they're telling us, actually, not to go on and on about this, some of that chatter that they're seeing online fomenting violence, they say, is coming from channels via Russia and China and Iran. They're watching all kinds of actors, foreign actors, trying to foment violence and unrest within the American system. These guys are the deterrent on the ground, the most visible one, that certainly gives you a sense of security, and they make you feel safe, no question about it. Do we wish they didn't have to be here? Absolutely, but we're certainly glad they are.